Welcome to Outsiders Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Woodall. To my left.
Why?
To my left.
I love you.
It's an empty chair.
I love you. I love you. It is an empty chair.
It is an empty chair today. Jim, unfortunately, Jim is out this episode. He had some health issues that came up suddenly. So be praying for him.
Yep.
And his inner ear infection.
By the time this comes out, if it's not healed,
we might have a problem.
It's going to be bad.
You see, an inner ear infection is an infection of the inner ear.
Oh.
It's inside of the inner ear.
Can you get infected? I guess if you got like your ears pierced, you could get an outer ear infection.
Yeah.
Like an outie belly button.
I've had it.
There it is.
What?
There it is. Same idea. That seems right.
Outer ear infections smell real bad.
That seems right.
P.U.
Hey, Bryce. Yeah, I'm Bryce Armstrong. And to my left is still a bison.
Sure of a bison.
And to his left
is Andrew McKinley.
Is there
to his left.
Brett Welty. And there's no one to my left.
That's not true.
Introductorily speaking.
That's not true. I'm here.
Yeah, Brandon's sitting in a different chair.
I am.
It's weird. But it gives me a lot more space and I feel a lot more comfortable.
I do too.
I could stretch. I could put my leg up here.
You know.
I think I'm going to do that.
Oh, thank you.
I rubbed his leg with my foot. You're welcome.
There it is.
I more need space. I worked my back out today at the gym, so I'm a little, just a little stiff.
Need some, gym flex.
Need some need some space to stretch, you know.
Two chairs and half a room.
And I walk in the room and there's like, hey, look at that big guy's back.
It's supposed to be leg day.
You got a big back. Would you work it today? Yeah. Oh, I did. I worked it today.
Oh,
thanks for noticing.
He doesn't lift with his legs. He lifts with his back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I lift with my legs, and that's why I had a dislocated knee. Bam! Sham! That's why.
Oh, poor guy.
Jim's not here to keep us under control.
That's true.
I don't know if he does anyways.
It's going to be crazy.
I don't know.
We at least look at him and feel bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jim, for wasting your time.
You want to start talking?
Yeah, like for real stuff? Like for real, for real?
Have you met us before?
We're
but anyways, we haven't done this in a while because it's been five of us. But hey, how's everybody doing?
I'm going up. So we're recording this podcast a week early because Andrew and I are going on vacation in a week.
Just us, not our family.
Yeah, just
that makes sense.
We're going on a cruise, and that's all I can think about. So I'm doing pretty good.
It's cool.
You guys leave on Saturday?
Yeah. Well.
He leaves Saturday.
You're leaving Saturday, too. You're going to Kansas City.
KC.
Yes, that's right.
That changed 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Hey, would you stop by my old home for me?
I'm going to Omaha.
Well, never mind.
I'm flying
out of Omaha. By my old home for me?
He's flying out of Kansas City.
Is there any Kansas City?
Maybe. What's there?
I don't know.
You need me to take pictures?
Yeah. I've been there, but
I feel like you need to do dad things and not worry about what Brandon wants.
No, you need to
just,
worry about.
I'm just gonna say that.
I think that taking care of Brandon is dad things a little bit. A little bit.
Thank you for considering me.
No.
With a baby Brandon.
I needed that.
I'm old.
You're not that much older than us.
Funny story. Brittany, who is Andrew's wife, approached me last Sunday and said that she wanted me to sing a song at Andrew's funeral.
Yes.
Wait, what? Is this real?
Yes. And I was like, and I looked up. And was
Brittany plans ahead for everything, including my eventual early checking out.
I just looked up.
What?
I looked up and I'm like, do I need to know something? Am I missing like, something? Am I missing?
Are you dying?
No, but she's like, she thinks that the age gap is so bad that there's no possible way that anyone's going before.
I was like, I'm like, there's a possibility that I could accidentally hurt myself.
I remember that conversation. They go, you did cut yourself plumbing.
So maybe. I was like, I could miss and just jam the knife into my heart.
Or it goes into an artery. And
I helped Cam out today move a couch, and I fell down the hill.
You good, though?
It's because he worked out his back, though.
Yeah, it's because I worked on my back.
Yeah, landed on his back. It was so strong.
Just bounced right back up.
I like that you tried to spin that to a positive, and Brett was like, nah. Wait, what hill?
Their old house.
Okay.
And my Nikes they've lost all traction. And so I just went, slip.
Scoop?
He actually yelled while it happened.
Yep. That was the word I yelled.
If he's like the rest of us, he's like, Are you kidding me? Oh. Too old to fall.
Yikes.
Also, I don't know how I feel about all this death talk. I am the reigning oldest person at this podcast.
Just by a little bit.
No.
Just by a little bit. No. You're also like way healthier than me.
I don't know if that's sick.
That's well,
Jim. I mean.
Bryce is like, yeah, man, that's good. That's true.
Jim is the oldest.
He's not here tonight.
He's not here tonight.
I said the reigning, the current.
Oh,
not most nights. Not most.
Sorry,
but
sorry,
tonight.
Sorry. How are you doing, Andrew?
I'm kind of like Bryce, just like ready for this cruise. Like I haven't really until this most recent job. I haven't really had a job where like, man, I need a vacation. Has been a mood.
Yeah.
And now it is. It's like, I'm ready to leave the country.
Yeah.
For a couple
of days. It's going to be great. I just don't sleep the whole time.
You go to Europe?
No. I'm not going to sleep the whole time.
Okay, good.
I mean, I might sleep in, but I'm not going to sleep
the whole
time. And, but not too late because breakfast.
Because breakfast,
unlimited
exactly.
Breakfast is a big motivator for me to wake
up. Don't you have kids going?
Uh huh. Yeah. They're still going to wake us up.
Yeah.
My two oldest are staying with my parents, though. And so. Yeah, so I mean, Maverick still wakes up at dumb o'clock. So, but I'm really glad we're not doing gluttony before the cruise.
Yeah, I was saying,
after.
I will need to hear about it afterwards.
Yeah. Before,
it'll be more shameful.
We got the package where like you can't get like alcohol, but you can get all the fake drinks.
Yes,
as much as you want. So I'm gonna be like having virgin.
May I have an O'Doul?
Virgin
please?
Pina coladas all day long.
Can I have a virgin Blue Moon?
I want a virgin strawberry margarita, please. So you want strawberry slush?
Yes, I do.
I would like a slushy, please.
Bryce used to get that at Red Robin, that freckled lemonade.
Freckled lemonade. Dude, it was so good.
And they put it in the most flamboyant glass imaginable.
Yes, they did.
And then I ordered it was a Mad Love Burger.
Burnin' Love Burger.
Burnin' Love, that's what it's called.
Burnin' Love, and then that drink in that glass.
Yum.
And every waiter judged you.
And a couple of gauges.
They were big back then, too. My gauges were real big.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm 1 foot out the door already on this cruise. I'm ready to go.
Good. Good. You should stay that way.
Yeah. Brett, how you doing?
Great. I'm good. What is today? Tomorrow, the day after this recording, tomorrow night I fly to Atlanta for a couple of days for a conference for distance learning educations. So that'll be fun. I'll be in Atlanta till Wednesday.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
We'll see.
Atlanta. I know you're going only because of LinkedIn.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Because you post it
all the time.
Let's meet up.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to do something because I got this, I set up this happy hour and I don't really have any guests coming yet. So it'd be nice to get a couple.
Yeah. You still don't have any? Oh.
Well, I'm assuming someone will show up, but it's not that far from the event. But we'll see. We don't have a booth.
Oh,
like,
really?
We're just like walking it. So, like my president, vice president, our curriculum guy, our marketing guy, and me are all going. We don't have a booth and we're not presenting. Like, we're just like
hanging out,
chilling. I'm handing out like bags of coffee and other stuff.
Coffee from where?
Well, Council Oak.
Oh, good.
I had them make me 50 bags with a specialty label on it. It's kind of fun.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. So, we'll see.
Schmancy.
Yeah. So I'm thinking of, I'm traveling, but.
I mean,
for work.
Atlanta's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll be by myself. They'll be kind of boring.
It's busy.
Yeah.
I hear they have an amazing Legoland.
They got a lot of streets.
I'm walking. I'm flying. I've never been to Atlanta Airport, so we'll see.
It's fine.
ATO.
It's wild. I, the last time I went to Atlanta Airport, I had the layover, and I had to walk everywhere. Very fast.
Don't you have to walk everywhere normally in an airport?
Well, not at Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas is pretty tight. That's true.
They got the trams. Those things are crazy.
That's true. It's also because it's everywhere. Yeah. It's spread out.
Like, let's make the airport look like our highway.
Chaotic. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Is this a cloverleaf hallway?
I don't know. You know which way to go.
I like that he's avoiding the question.
What?
How you doing?
How are you, Brandon?
I'm fine. Andrew, do you have a thing?
I can't stand you. I love you so much.
I don't know.
Bare my soul. But
Open that book. Let's read a page.
I don't know. There's just been sickness going at my house, so it's just recovery. And then, and Sis turns 2 tomorrow.
That's tomorrow?
Yeah.
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 It's pretty wild.
Yeah, her and Brittany share a birthday.
That's right.
Pretty wild. Oh. And it was the first day that she didn't slap me.
In how long?
In a couple of weeks.
Very good.
That's good.
Did you slap her back?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I mean, I would never. I'm just kidding.
She's precious. I look at her and I'm like, I understand. I cry when mom leaves too. Like, do you really have to go? Yes, I have to go and clean and work. I'm like, okay.
Brittany and I were talking about how, like, we really need to get Zipporah a present because she's one of Winnie's actual only friends. Oh. Like, there's like three.
Because
she's two.
You do whatever you want.
Are you having a birthday party?
No.
Oh.
We never.
Okay.
Well, we never. I think with the boys, we didn't really do every birthday. We didn't do every birthday party for every year. So, just follow the same trend.
You do you, boo-boo.
Heck yeah. When she turns three, maybe. I mean, Gideon turns 10 this year, so that's a big deal. But
that'll for be, who?
I mean, he's,
Hammer
he's in doubles.
Yeah.
He's in the double digits.
Yeah.
So.
How old do you feel now?
I'll be 33 here pretty soon.
Okay.
My third oldest kid will be 10 this year. This week.
Oh, yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, Ani will be 10 on Wednesday.
Oh, that's Ani.
Zeke's the fourth. Dude.
I forgot.
Zeke's got a couple of years.
I miscounted.
And Alistair's got a lot longer than
boy, girl, girl, boy.
It's true.
Boy. That's how I had it memorized.
There it is.
And then you had a boy, so.
That's true. It's tough.
I'm glad so the pattern did. Starts over, is that what you're saying?
It's
so
not to
two
my
more girls than a little boy.
Reincarnation?
What? Who are you?
There's another underlying subject about that. But anyways.
Yeah.
You know, if we just make a joke about it, you know, it funny. Won't feel as tense.
Yeah, I think it's.
But it will be.
Yes.
That's okay. We can handle
the circus.
All right.
Circus.
Should we have some fun trivia?
Yes.
Is it going to suck?
What's probably.
It no, let's do it. Let's
this
do
one. It. This one. Oh, no. Alexa thought I was talking. No, no. It's a Siri.
Alexa?
Siri, stop listening.
Is it?
Siri,
it,
stop listening to me.
Because the last one
was awesome.
Was horrible.
Awesome.
I re-listened to it. Oh, John, my gosh.
What was it? Animals, isn't it?
Animals.
Was
it animals?
You were horrible.
It was.
I love it. I love it.
I know you did, and I'm glad you loved it. I'm glad, but...
I just like to see Andrew contribute. It feels good. Yeah.
You like watching me squirm and watch...
I do like that, too. It's like a couple of hobbies.
This one was just a hodgepodge trivia for parties kind of a thing, because...
Ooh.
Because we're going to party.
I didn't want to...
Oh.
Right
in the middle of the ocean.
That makes me think we should probably see what kind of Pokemon are out there.
Oh, it's not a terrible idea. I got to re-download Pokemon Go. That's a good idea.
Probably a little.
Do you think they have some?
Water type?
Probably.
Oh, gosh. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, all right.
That'd be cool.
We're not nerds.
No. Yes, totally.
All right, so some of these are kind of sciencey. Some of them about movies.
Oh, man.
Some about art, history. Just everywhere. You know?
I like it.
So I'm not going to get any of them.
I mean, you might get a couple.
Movies. Yeah, I'll get that one.
All right.
Maybe.
First one's an absolute just layup.
Okay, give me a second, guys. Let me have a chance.
Which is the only planet in our solar system that rotates clockwise on its axis?
Neptune.
That is not a layup.
I know.
That is not a layup at all.
Uranus.
You do not understand what a layup is.
I think it's Mercury.
Is it Mercury?
You're getting closer. You're getting closer.
To what?
Venus.
Sun?
Venus.
Yes.
What is the second planet from the sun?
It's Venus.
It is, okay.
What's the first one?
Wait.
Mercury.
The sun.
Thank you. I don't know.
Yes. That's
right. Okay. You just have to sing a song or something?
I did the mnemonic in my head.
A mnemonic.
Panomic.
A panomic.
Oh.
All right. This one is actually one I didn't know.
Okay. So none of us are going to know it.
Okay.
Good to know.
It's a 50-50. You can, if two of you guess differently.
We're either going to get it or not.
No. Okay.
Which freezes faster, hot or cold water?
Hot.
Hot.
All right. You all got it. Do you know why?
Because the molecules are moving.
Follow-up question.
Because the molecules are moving at a faster rate, right? So they react quicker?
So that is one of the posited theories. They actually don't 100% know yet.
Oh,
but
well, that's not fair.
It's called the Mpemba effect.
You said why, and then they don't even know?
They have like three working theories.
I can't wait till we get this board. I'm going to make one of the buttons.
Wah, wah.
A nerd button.
Nerd.
Nerd.
Well, what are the theories? Come on.
So the idea is that because of the way that frost forms on the surface inside of like the vessel that the water's on. Mm-hmm. Since the hot water melts that, it allows it allows it to not be as insulated, and so it can freeze to the core faster. Mm-hmm. And then there's another theory that has to do with the fact that the molecules are moving more quickly. And so it's why like a faster moving car hits a brick wall and it's more dangerous than a slow moving car kind of a thing.
Like a Tesla.
Yeah.
I always thought that like,
then there's a real deep one about hydrogen bonding and we're not even going to talk about that.
Well, I always thought it was because like if you, hot water is always trying to become cold anyway. It's like, it's already
on its way. It's got
momentum. Disseminating the heat.
Yeah. So yeah, those are all in there as like very, very simplified versions.
Just a guess.
Yeah.
No actual answers here.
That would be silly.
You're a liar.
Theories. I didn't know it. I was a guess.
Just theories.
All right, we're gonna switch it up to
something easier.
Something easier. This one's too easy, but we'll do it anyway. What's James Bond's code name?
007.
Okay.
License to Kill.
Thank you.
That's a real layup, Andrew.
Yeah, that is a layup.
Yes, I know. I know.
Skyfall. We don't sing Adele anymore.
All right.
Oh, sorry. Hello.
Is it me?
What is the body's largest organ?
Skin.
Yes. How much does it usually weigh?
Too much.
I don't know.
About 8 pounds.
Your skin weighs 8 pounds?
There's usually about 8 pounds.
Who are they flaying?
Finding this out.
Yikes.
Did you know that if you take a person's skin and lay it flat, then you probably get wanted for murder?
Murder. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Right. Which museum does the Mona Lisa reside in?
Somewhere in France.
The Louvre.
Yeah.
I don't really care. It's France.
Brandon, bonus, really... bonus points, spell the Louvre.
L-O-U-V-E.
Apostrophe.
Almost.
L-U-E-V-E.
Bryce had every letter in the right order. There's just one missing.
Oh.
T.
It's an...
There's an X in there because it's French.
It's R.
The X. Louvre's got R.
L-O-U-V-R-E. Louvre.
It's lever.
Louvre.
Cares.
Brandon really hates France. I don't know why.
That's hilarious.
I get it, but...
You went there.
A bunch of wusses.
Yeah, I went there.
What if we have people listening in France?
Sorry.
We do not anymore. And they'd be, or they're like, yeah.
Like, you know what we are? All we do is smoke cigarettes and eat croissants.
That was kind of Russian.
That's fine.
That's what would have happened if we wouldn't have stepped in.
He was a migrant. He was
saved,
yeah.
Saved, yeah.
He's a migrant.
He moved there.
What do you call a group of flamingos?
Oh, I've heard this.
Throwback to your freckled lemonade. A flamboyance.
Oh.
Ew.
That's where we get the word flamboyant from. It's like, you look like a group of flamingos, and you act like one.
Flamingos are my second least favorite animal now.
What's your first?
Kangaroos.
Why?
Because they square up.
Because they can beat you up.
When they're mad, they go like this.
Yeah, they just get all puffed up.
They scare the crap out of me, dude.
They can knock you out.
They literally will take their thumbnails and shove them into your head and then kick you.
That's terrifying.
They don't want you to leave. They're not kicking you like dead. Away. They're kicking you like, let me cause damage.
Yeah. They want you done.
Their goal is maximum dead.
And there's like two.
So what you're telling me is Winnie the Pooh lied to me my whole life.
Exactly.
In a lot of ways.
Well,
not real.
There aren't.
What?
Imagination.
There aren't Brett. Any tigers with springs in their tail.
I'm not sold that bears actually eat honey.
There's no Eeyore. There's no donkey that his tail.
They also don't wear shirts.
Pant shirts.
Bears don't wear shirts.
They wear pants.
Correct.
All right. Bryce, I kind of want you to get this one.
Oh, which means I won't.
All right. Sorry, this is about it's about the internet. Okay. A little bit. What does URL stand for?
I have no idea.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
I'm sorry.
You're the nerd.
I was asked that at work. I don't know what it stands for.
Uniform Resource Locator.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
All right. So for all of our listeners, be super disappointed in Bryce for that one. Because
I work in IT.
Out of all of us, he should have got it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We don't get them all.
Your family is ashamed.
Not because of this, though.
They're ashamed, they're ashamed from your family. We feel like it came from a while ago, but this too.
All right, what is the distance from the Earth to the Sun?
90 million miles.
You are so stinking close.
93 million?
Yes. Well, yeah, yes. Just pick up the sparrow, why don't you?
I'm sorry. Excuse me for watching a little bit of The Office.
Oh,
the question
okay.
they ask Andy Bernard in his interview. Oh, I know that one. It's 93 million miles. Stop talking about the sun. Shut up about the
shut
sun.
Shut up about the sun.
Gabe freaks out because he stole his girlfriend. Just shut up about the sun.
I missed that guy.
Oh.
Gabe was a gem.
He was.
They don't make these cords and flare anymore.
They make boot cut. Make the cords and boot cut anymore. They probably do now.
Probably.
Stupid boot cut. I don't want to talk about it. Diffin. Disappointed. I'm vamping till you're ready to
okay,
go.
What candy? I didn't know.
Why do you look so confused?
This one hits me deep in the core. What candy was originally known as M&M's Fruit Chews?
Skittles?
No.
Starburst?
They still,
yes.
What?
Starburst.
Were they owned by
M&M?
They're owned by Mars, yeah.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. M&M's Fruit Chews.
That's a company that could take a hit if RFK Jr. gets involved. A lot of bad colors.
They have a bag literally advertises the all reds.
It doesn't matter. They have, okay, what blows my mind about that argument, and we can cut all this out, is
oh no, keep.
They have the recipes
they didn't know
for other countries.
Countries, yeah.
It's not like it's that big of a deal.
Right.
They just don't want to do it because it costs a little bit more.
Right.
It's so dumb to me. They already have the
dang,
recipes.
I've got a joke. I won't say it.
I can cut it out.
I'm still convinced that it's actually because somewhere higher up they are trying to poison us.
That's also probably true.
That's hard. That's hard for me to take.
I think I do agree
I'm
with
like,
it.
Not like shade too naive for
not
that.
Not where they're killing people, but kind of like the same ideas where like it's like in ancient Egypt they would feed the slaves this kind of like is like beer, but it was beer that had like almost bread. It had enough nutrients to keep a person alive. You could just drink this, but it also made you fall asleep.
Yikes.
So like
yeah, are the pharmaceutical companies and these food companies in bed together and they know this thing's going to make you sick, so you need this medicine.
I'm just thinking along a population with ADD doesn't rise up kind of a thing. Like that's what I'm
well, I mean, he's trying to send us to farms, so I don't want to do that. I'm going to stop taking my meds.
like Animal Farm?
No, he's, what's his name, Robert? Yes. F. Kennedy? Yeah, he said anyone who's on ADHD meds, he wants to send to labor farms.
Ooh, perfect.
Off of meds.
So would it work with my earlier joke?
To fix their brains. And I was like, I'm not going and working on a farm. I'm going to stop taking my medicine.
You're going to go work on a farm and then you never come back.
That's the
I
fear,
worked
yes.
on a farm for a minute. It didn't help.
Did you continue eating?
I detasseled.
The thing, fine. No. The whole point is you're going to eat the food you're growing. And you're going to get all of the poison out of your body. And you're going to eat
good luck
only...
getting an American to live in a commune.
Exactly.
Good luck.
So exactly.
It's like a detox.
I was like, I'm not doing this. I can't. And yeah, you're doing it. You're there for years. A few years.
Next question.
This is the stuff that would be great for the Patreon.
There you go.
Had that.
There you go.
But
maybe.
So.
All right. What is the best-selling book of all time?
Bible.
Yes.
King James Version Bible.
No. The NIV's hitting that way.
Oh, really? Yeah. Not ever, though.
Not ever, but it's the number one selling one now.
Makes sense.
And then I believe it's KJV and then ESV.
Hmm.
CSB got up to 4.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't know why I know that, but I do.
Nice.
Nerd.
I just
I
really,
need this button.
I just really care about the Bible and all their
truth. Good thing to care about. Which food... under the right conditions, never goes bad.
Spam. Hot dogs.
Not a hot dog.
Can you give me a category?
It's a.
Is it like packaged? Wild. Is it a natural food?
Honey.
It's that's right.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, never mind.
It's not even a food.
Yeah, his
bonus question: which literary character was preserved in honey, and came back to life?
Winnie the Pooh.
No.
Oh,
the mosquito from Jurassic Park.
No,
wait, what?
That was tree sap. Not.
Oh, wow, well, it's a 6-1.
Get it. Close. Sherlock Holmes.
What?
That was a nice, so like
Inspector Gadget.
So like he was killed off and then people wanted another book. And so gosh, what's his name?
The author
or something.
Sir Arthur
Conan Doyle, yeah.
Doyle.
He was like, oh yeah, Holmes isn't dead. He was preserved in honey.
Oh, surprise.
Surprise.
Comic books now. Because oh, that's actually,
at that time, that was the only plausible way that someone could have died off and come back like 10 years later, is that he was in a vat of honey being kept alive.
For 10 years?
Yes.
Without food or oxygen or anything that actually requires you to be alive? I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
They made a, there's a short-lived animated series called Sherlock Holmes in the 22nd Century that like, that was the premise, is that like, it wasn't 10 years, it was like three centuries later or something like that. And he comes back and there's like a robot.
When was this book written?
I don't remember.
1900s, 1800s, 1900s,
somewhere in there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're that old.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been around for a while. It was Victorian era, I think.
I didn't know.
But it's got like lasting power because they keep redoing it because it's good stuff.
Because Benedict Cumberbatch is the best Sherlock Holmes ever. Don't even.
Robert Downey's all right.
Robert Downey's good if you want a brawler. If you want to.
No, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Patrick Stewart was great.
An incredible series.
That's a really good show.
The Moriarty in that series was psychotic.
I
want to
say he's the best though.
Oh, I loved that series.
Who's the best then?
I want to say Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, I liked it. Not as good as Benedict. I'm sorry.
I also I'll tell you what, for modernized versions, I really liked the guy from Elementary.
Oh, that's a good show. Yeah. That was a good one.
Oh,
nerd.
Yes.
His name is.
I hope it sticks. He really do.
His name is Lucy Liu.
Yes, his name is Lucy Liu.
But now he goes.
He's an Asian with freckles. It's weird.
Oh,
that's weird.
Me too.
Next question.
Big sentence.
Actually, so I tried my hand at like writing stupid articles like The Onion, and this was one of the things I was trying to write about. What was the first animal to be cloned?
It was
the sheep.
It was a sheep.
Yeah.
I wanted to write an article saying, hey, they're still cloning the sheep. No one ever told us to stop. We've got 80,000 sheep.
It's pretty fun.
Okay, let's see.
We're a half an hour into this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So last question?
Yes, probably.
To the question mark. So last question?
Do you want me to keep going?
What's the name of the pet dinosaur from the Flintstones?
Dino.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nice. Someone watch Boomerang.
Did.
Yes.
If I had it, I would still watch it.
Mm.
I'm a little jealous that we got to move on, though.
Ooh. Envy.
Oh, I got what you did there.
See that? Like,
wait, why? Oh.
wait, was it time for a lame segue? Yes.
Here to deliver. Envy.
Here to deliver.
You get Segway's got one wheel.
It does.
I would call that a scooter, but
That's a unicycle.
Not if it's on the one side.
Yeah, we're talking about.
And it's a smoke envy. Machine.
Ooh. But yeah, we're talking about envy tonight. The definition. Let me grab my tablet here.
The little green character from Inside Out, right?
Yes, you're right.
Okay.
Also, the lead singer for the Clash at Demonhead.
Even better. Not what we're talking about.
I very rarely get the cultural references anymore.
Yeah, this was
never
Scott,
seen Inside
that,
Out.
That was a deep Scott Pilgrim like reference. So
yes,
that's all nerd me.
I've seen it nerd. Once with Andrew.
I think I've seen the movie, but I don't know. The rest of it I didn't get.
Nerd.
Nerd. Nerd. Nerd.
Nerd.
Hit
the nerd.
Hit the
nerd.
Button. The
nerd.
Button. The button.
Nerd.
I don't have a real button. Nerd.
Envy is an emotion which occurs when a person lacks another's quality, skill, achievement, or possession, and either desires it or wishes that the other lacked it. Envy can also refer to the wish for another person to lack something one already possesses, so as to remove the equality of possession between both parties. Aristotle defined envy as pain at the sight of another's good fortune, stirred by those who have what we ought to have. And envy, and then Proverbs 14:30 says, a tranquil heart is life to the body, but jealousy is rottenness to the bones. So, there's our bit of an intro. What do y'all think? Why should we be talking about envy when it comes to sin?
Well, it's one of our topics.
I know. But sometimes
it's one of the seven on the list.
We last week we talked about lust, and that topic was a bit heavier of a topic. Envy doesn't seem as difficult to talk about for some reason, or even does it matter?
It definitely doesn't. Well, I think it might be a cultural thing, because envy is, I mean, there's so many things in lust that even still, even society, secular society is talking to us, and it's like, yeah, these things are still really bad.
Yeah.
Envy, it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. It, though, I mean, I want certain things all the time. So it's probably a big deal.
Oh, you want certain things that others have.
I think a big chunk of the American dream idea is envy.
Oh, yeah.
It's that
white picket fence. I want that white picket fence.
Yeah, and I want whatever my neighbors got.
Mm-hmm.
Except now our neighbors are the world because of the internet. So
mm-hmm.
I admit there are many times where I like find out that, hey, this four-year-old unboxes toys and makes four times what I do in a year.
That makes
and I'm
me
a little
so
upset.
And that makes me angry. Yeah.
As much as it, like, I feel justified and like, that's not right. They made that kind of money. It's still envy.
It is.
It's still bad.
Yeah.
And that, I think, like, at first when you were reading that definition, I was like, oh, not just like wanting what others have, but also wanting them to not have it. That's cruel. But then I'm like, you know what? Yeah, no, I want that. There are so many VTubers that I wish were broke right now. Like, that's, maybe they should be broke, but I shouldn't want it.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Jerry Bridges wrote a book called Respectable Sins.
Yep.
And envy would be one of the ones that it's so baked into our culture and into our hearts and our minds that it's just constant. And so we don't have, it's a lot like pride in that way that we don't have.
Yeah.
It's just so insidious. It's so constant that it's easy to just forget that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say another working definition of envy is envy says that, God, you're not enough for me and you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think why it should be a bigger deal to us is that, God, you give and take away. God, everything in my life I have because, whether directly or indirectly, however you want to say it, his sovereign hand is over all of our dealings and all of our life. And when we envy somebody else's, we're saying, God, you've shortchanged me. I didn't get everything out of this life that I wanted, and I really want what they have. And I think that's where envy really goes off the rails. Even though it seems innocuous, it really is pretty serious if we think about what we're saying about it.
I mean, it goes hand in hand with greed too.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I don't have this. I want this.
Yeah.
It's the same as
and pride, because it's like, I deserve it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like, yeah, I'm way older than a 4-year-old and I totally know how to open a box. This is stupid.
Yeah. They said a 40-year-old. I was like, wait a minute. Way older than a 4-year-old.
Way older than a 4-year-old, and I know how to open boxes.
You're not as cute, though. That's the thing. It's not as fun to watch.
Makeup, maybe a filter, a couple filters.
Maybe a filter.
Yeah. And so while researching this, I found two different types of envy, which is malicious envy. So this form of envy fuels resentment and desire to bring others down. And it can lead to harmful behaviors such as gossip, sabotage, or bitterness. And then number two would be benign envy. This type of envy can serve as motivation for self-improvement. Instead of resenting others, a person experiencing benign envy may strive to achieve their own success in a healthier way. So while benign envy might seem beneficial, scripture warns against even subtle forms of envy, as they can quickly lead to harmful desires and attitudes. So the consequences of envy here can be increased stress and anxiety, lower self-esteem and dissatisfaction, strained relationships due to resentment, and a tendency to engage in unethical behavior to level the playing field, as we've been talking a little bit earlier.
That's Robin Hood. That's the entire thought behind Robin Hood, and people love that story because steal from the rich, give to the poor. That's not the richest.
Oh, we got it. We have it right now.
Modern Hood and Robin Hood.
I think modern day
Robin Hood. I realized what I said after I said it. Yes.
Did you words?
my throat did a little thing and then I stopped.
It's kind of the whole Doge thing happening right now. Is that?
Sure.
Oh, for sure.
Hang on. That's legitimately our money.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that, like...
Well, you're right.
It's true. It is our money.
It's our money, but it also went away under God's ordinance. Like, it wouldn't have happened if he didn't allow it.
We wouldn't have thought anything of it.
Yeah, and so, I mean, are we worthy of getting that back? Do we deserve to get it back?
Probably not.
Do we deserve any blessing?
Absolutely.
No, yeah. So it's like... It's one of those things where, like, there's some gray area there. Like, that is justice, but it's also sin for us to want it.
That's good.
Oh, well, the phrase that we jokingly say sometimes, eat the rich.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, that's come back around in the 2020s. Yeah. Like, it's...
Brandon, you say that all the time.
Yeah, it's a joke.
You do say it as a joke. I think you meant it when I met you, but you don't mean it anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah, back in 2020, I think you really meant it.
I remember having...
2025, Brandon? I don't think...
That, or you were deep faking me to the point where I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
What did I get myself into?
I remember getting into a conversation where the conclusion we got to was that technically, like, the American Revolution was still sinful.
Like, oh, that's a whole thing.
Yeah. And like, on the one hand, was it the right thing to do? Yeah, probably. But it also was like the motivations were not pure. They were, this is our money that you're taxing us from. And
then ironically, we're now massively taxed. Anyway,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, it's just, I'm not trying to like convince anyone of one conclusion or the other. I'm just saying, it's all real gray. It takes a lot more nuance and subtle thought to get there.
Yeah,
I think benign envy is an interesting potential pitfall. And I like how you said that the world would give us that and say, this is a good motivator. This is a good thing. It's good to be motivated to see these things. And what you're saying here is the scriptures say that the ends can't justify the means. Like, we can't just live in sin and pride and envy, but as long as the outcome is blessing, then we're okay. What I try to say when I meet with people is, hey man, like, you got to show your work in the Christian life. Like, what you get to is not the only point of this. Like, how you get to that is also important. So how you think, how you react, how you're motivated, all those things do matter. And yeah, like, we don't want to be like joyless, soul-sucking robots that can't enjoy anything. But so it's okay to have fun, but at the same time, we should take seriously the fact that this is a sin that probably runs in all of us on some level, in some circumstance, with some thing, whether it's a car or it's a house or it's a job or it's kids or it's, I mean, like, there's just a thousand little ways that we could say, oh, I really want that, or I really, you know, I really wish I could afford a gigantic body armor every Saturday night and I could just go buy one and just drink it and be the most hydrated man in all things podcasting, but I can't. So I'm a little jelly, but I'm going to drink my overcooked coffee.
Overcooked.
Andrew always has a body
overcooked
armor.
And overflowing.
Overflow. Living in the overflow. But
again, I think it's good to like, you got to be on guard, like, with what you're hearing in the world. Like, don't let something that seems like a good motivation, because so many people think it's a good idea, to say. I mean, think of like any type of failure to success story. A lot of times it's, I was motivated by seeing the CEO of this company having this great house and I wanted that. And so I worked 20 hours a day.
Right.
And I, like, that's not what motivates a Christian. What motivates a Christian is working heartily for the Lord rather than men, so that your blessing would come in the end, which is Colossians 3:23 and 24. So our motivations matter. I think that's the point of this. It's like, yeah, it's not as gross as lust. It's not as prevalent as pride, but it's still a snare.
Yeah. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 4 would say, I have seen that every labor and every skill which is done is the result of rivalry between a person and his neighbor. This too is futility and striving after wind.
Oh man,
I love that picture.
Ecclesiastes is kicking the face all day long.
It's like you see that, like you said, you see the picture and you're trying to grasp at the wind, but he's never gonna
get, never obtain it. Yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is a kick in the teeth, but it's a beautiful picture painted.
Well, so, just notice like the totality of that.
Yeah,
every person, is a result of rivalry between a person and his neighbor. Like, it's insidious. It's all the time. It's, and again, like, this is another. It's kind of off the topic, but it's kind of on the topic. When people do what are looked like on the outside good things, a sin like envy is what makes that not a good work, right?
Yeah.
I give to the poor. I serve at the soup kitchen. Why? Because I'm jealous that somebody else got accolades and I didn't get them, right? So there's a good work where our hearts are far from God. And so envy is one of those things that taints a work and makes it not a good work.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not a Christian, we're going to tell you none of your works earn you salvation, so that's not even on the table. But if you're a believer and you're thinking, well, Brandon loves to go to the soup kitchen at Thanksgiving, and I'm jealous of all the accolades he gets for that, so I'm going to go on some random Tuesday in July, and you'll really think I'm sold out because I didn't even go to it for a special holiday.
Yep.
That's how we work, don't we? It's like, I got to get it. Not that any of you do. I mean, as in the royal we, not anyone at this table.
When I was on a worship team at our old church, I played drums, and I always enjoyed getting the praise and like, oh my gosh, you did such a good job. Oh my gosh, this. And then even if I heard one time, so Cam and I, we both were drummers at that church, and Cam got, I don't know if I've ever talked to him about this or not, but if he ever got like a, hey, you did a great job today, I got jealous of that. And I'm like, that's stupid. First of all, because one, he's a phenomenal drummer. Two, I also get the same type of praise. Three, the praise doesn't really matter. So I got massively convicted, and I don't know if I've ever told anyone this, but I stopped playing because of my conviction of wanting and desiring that praise. I stopped playing completely and went to the background and ran sound and ran cameras and ran whatever else was needed to be run. I did that because that gets no praise ever. So
it's either it worked or what's wrong. There's never good job.
There's never a good job. And my conviction pulled me off of the stage because I desired that praise so much. And the Lord's like, nah, you don't need that.
So as a team leader, never tell people they're doing a good job.
That makes sense.
I don't think that's the message I'm getting to right here.
I should have taken your advice.
I never told anyone, so this is the first time I've ever said it out loud.
I'll edit.
No. Take it out.
Just kidding.
No. And because I stopped desiring that praise, going to church on Sunday and volunteering, the whole mindset changed. My whole mindset changed. It went from, I hope somebody says I did a good job. I hope somebody thinks that I did well. I really hope I don't mess up. I really hope I do a good job. And I hope it went from that to, I can use my talents and abilities to glorify the Lord no matter what I'm doing. And that's what it's ultimately about. And not about me. It doesn't matter what I want. And this is probably a little bit off topic, but
no, it's
I don't know. It's not about
it resonates.
Me. Yeah.
It resonates. Well,
that's good.
Got a couple points here. So envy corrupts the heart and leads to destruction. We already read Proverbs 14:30, but a tranquil heart is life to the body, but jealousy is rottenness to the bones. So envy eats away at a person from the inside out, much like a disease that slowly corrupts the soul. Instead of envy, the Bible calls for a heart of peace and contentment. And James 3:16 says, "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every evil thing." So envy is linked to chaos and wickedness. And when jealousy takes root, it disrupts peace and leads to sinful behavior.
That's basically why anytime someone has ever tried to make a utopia, it fails, is because people. Yep. You can give everybody everything they need, and they're going to see that someone else has something, and it's going to screw it all over.
I just think it's interesting with James 3:16, it says that it leads to disorder in every little thing, or evil thing, sorry. That's interesting when it comes to envy. Like, I mean, whether it be chaos in the physical realm, but there's also chaos in our mind when it comes to being jealous of somebody else having something that you would desire, because it just haunts you, right? It's like, I have to keep up with my neighbor, so people don't think I have a rundown home, or I can't take care of my things, even though it doesn't necessarily matter. Right.
The version I read says bitter jealousy, which I think is an extra, you know, addition just to point to the severity of it. It, yeah, it's bitter. It can be bitter.
Sure. Point number two, envy separates us from God's kingdom. So Galatians 5:19 through 21 says, "Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are sexual immorality, impurity, indecent behavior, idolatry, witchcraft, hostility, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." So envy is grouped among major sins that separate people from God. It is a work of the flesh that must be overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit.
So what's the difference between an unbeliever that is jealous and a believer that's jealous? And because I would say that I'm a believer, and yet I can be jealous and... Mm-hmm. I can have envy, and I can do some of these things that are on this list pretty easily.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
Forgiveness.
Okay.
Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Being aware that we need to be forgiven for it.
Sanctification.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like an awareness.
Yep. I would also say, like, even in the text, it says those who practice such things. Like, when you practice something, you're getting better at it.
Yes.
Right.
So when I think of that, when I think of a text like that, say, what are you practicing? Like, not like where are you failing, but like what are you shooting for? And if you're shooting for, well, I don't want to be jealous. I don't want to be envious. I don't want to be these things. I do fall in them. But then what you guys all said about forgiveness and grace.
Yeah.
But yeah, what are we getting better at?
Yeah. That's good. That's really good. Proverbs 3:31-32. "Do not envy a violent person, and do not choose any of his ways. For the devious are an abomination to the Lord, but he is intimate with the upright." So envying the wicked is a dangerous path, as their way of life leads to destruction. Instead, believers should walk in righteousness and trust in God's justice.
That's what Brett said earlier about, like, envy is basically saying, God, you're not enough.
Yeah.
That's a big part of that, at least for the Proverbs 23.
Yeah. We shouldn't envy those of the world. But for some reason, that's easy to do. Feels a little easier to do.
It's just like, man, they're cheating. It's basically
why are they so successful, but I'm a child of God. Shouldn't I have you something like it. That?
If I didn't have to follow the rules, you'd be sorry.
Exactly. No.
If God gave you around, attention, that's true. Man, you watch out.
You're right. No, you're not wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
Brett's turning pages.
He is. I love it when he turns pages. It's my favorite.
It's coming. Always coming.
So Psalm 73, "Truly God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For they have no pangs until death. Their bodies are fat and sleek. They are not in trouble as others are. They are not stricken like the rest of mankind. Therefore, pride is their necklace. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes swell out through fatness, their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and they speak with malice, lofty their threats of oppression. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongues strut through the earth." So, one.
Wow. That was.
I mean,
they're super gross.
One.
Fat and sleek in their eyes. Fat and out.
Because of their
sounds like an anime.
Yeah.
We need to have AI make a picture of this.
Sounds like the bad guy from Dune. Someone pull his heart plug.
I don't get any
of it. Yeah, sorry.
But it's fine. Can tell you all about it. So, one, two things. One, this is not new. You know, that's the Psalm of Asaph. And that's, you know, he's saying, hey, I know the Lord is good to Israel, but my heart slipped because it looks like, so the things that we actually get, not the things that are gross, but the wicked are prospering. They have no pain until death.
Mm-hmm.
Their bodies are fat, meaning like they're well fed. They have no trouble as others have. They're not stricken like the rest of us. So you think of millionaires, billionaires, you think of people that have a charmed life. And one, that's been around forever. Asaph saw it. But two, the answer is the same thing. And that psalm is awesome because he ends with, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there's nothing on earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Like, so the answer isn't, Well, then I just need God to bless me with the stuff that I'm lacking. No, the answer is, what do I have on this life other than you? What do I have on this earth besides you? Nothing. Nothing I desire more than you. It's the same thing. Like, but the problem is you gotta fight the fight that it says, okay, I can see in front of me that these people have really easy lives and they're blessed. And to Andrew's point, they're not following the rules and they're winning. And I'm following the rules and I feel like I'm losing.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, will I go with what I see or will I go with what I know, which is the Lord does all things well. His justice will always come to pass. And there is a reason why we are where we are and why we don't have what we don't have. I think it's Spurgeon said, God, there's no good thing that the Lord is withholding from you right now that you don't need. If you need it, you will have it. There's no good thing that a sovereign Lord is not giving you right now that you need. That would imply that he is lacking, and he doesn't lack. That would imply he is not good. Psalm 89 says that the Lord is, or Psalm 119 says the Lord is good and does good, which means he can't do something bad. So if you're in a situation that's stinky, it's not bad in that sense, like not in God's sense. It might be for you and I and our perception of it. But the answer is, if we needed something, we would have it. If we wanted something, that's different. But he says, I will give you everything you need right now. And we'll always have what we need. That's the Sermon on the Mount. Right, give us this day our daily bread. You know, and it happens. The Lord delivers every single day. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, true love and contentment eliminate envy. Ooh. So 1 Corinthians 13:4.
I'm not going to a wedding.
Oh yeah. But it's not a wedding. It's not wedding scripture.
Oh, it's not.
So love is patient and love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag, and it is not arrogant. So love and envy cannot coexist with one another. A heart filled with God's love is not threatened by the success of others, but rejoices with them. Philippians 4:11-13. Not that I speak from need, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with little, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So contentment in Christ frees us from the chains of envy. And when we trust in God's provision, we no longer compare our lives to others. I think that's just more emphasis on what you said earlier.
Yep.
So are there any practical steps on how to overcome envy, or
maybe five,
cope? Yeah, maybe five. At least what I got. So one, be cultivating gratitude. So regularly thanking God for what he has given you rather than focusing on what others have. Two, rejoice with others. Instead of resenting others' success, celebrate with them as an act of love. Three, trust in God's plan. Recognize that God has a unique path for each person, and his timing is perfect. Pray for a pure heart. Ask God to remove envy from your heart and replace it with joy, love, and contentment. And then five, meditate on scripture. Fill your mind with God's truth to guard against the temptation of envy.
When it comes to cultivating gratitude, I think of 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ for you, and do not quench the spirit. But what I like about that is I think naturally for so many of us, like when we start to pray, what's the first thing we say? Dear Lord, thank you for X, right? And a lot of that, and you know, I used to get really wound up about that, especially my own praying. It's like, I'm getting redundant, but I think also like that is cultivating an attitude of gratitude is saying, you know, God, I want to start by saying, I am thankful. I'm thankful for everything. The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances, not that all are good, but we give thanks that we can come to the Lord, or we give thanks in a lot of different ways. And so I think cultivating gratitude is being willing to say thank you to the Lord for everything, good and bad and everything in between. Shall we take not the good and the bad from the Lord, said Job?
Yeah. I think that's one thing I like about Jim. I wish he was here so he could probably not acknowledge me saying it. But anytime he leaves, he always says thank you.
Hmm.
I always noticed it. Or if I call him, he'll say thank you after the conversation. And so I recognize that, and I'm like, yeah, I should be thankful for every moment that I get to either talk with people I love and want to know better or enjoy. Just be thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's simple. We tell our kids to do it begrudgingly, but maybe we should just authentically be more thankful for what we have and who we have. Instead of expecting something else, I guess. Andrew, would you read the Spurgeon quote up at the top?
Another beauty which God puts on the meek is contentment. They that are of a quiet and gentle spirit through the grace of God are satisfied with their lot. They thank God for little. They are of the mind of the godly woman who ate the crust of bread and drank a little water and said, "What, all this and Jesus Christ too?" There is a great charm about contentment, while envy and greed are ugly things in the eyes of those who have anything like spiritual perception. So meekness, through bringing contentment, beautifies us.
Wow.
C.H. Spurgeon. That was good.
Wow.
That is so good.
Yeah.
What, all of this and Christ too? That's crazy.
Yeah. That makes me think of like someone, like an underground church in the Middle East or in Asia. It's like, I get to do this in Christ. Like, I just, gives me perception on where I live now. Like, wait, I get to live in my home. I get to eat food that I like. If I have an illness, I can go to a doctor and not have to worry about much. But on top of all of that, like, I have Christ who walks with me and talks with me and shows me how to live. That's a beautiful life. Mm-hmm. That for some reason us in the West take advantage of and think that it, like, life might not be changed or taken away from us in an instant.
Yeah, we're too comfortable.
Mm-hmm. We're just like, oh, it won't happen to me. You don't know. We don't know the day or the hour that anything could happen or change, or our breath is given back to God.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of clogging your mind up with what someone else has that you don't have, how about we look at in Jesus Christ too?
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That feels like a better life to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Any final thoughts on envy?
Just guilt.
Hey, when are we going to get to one of these that I'm actually good at?
Probably never. Yeah. I think
that's the neat part. You don't.
Yeah, exactly.
100%. That's the fruits of the spirit.
Oh, yeah, we got to redo that.
Oh,
yeah.
I
mean, we've only done two, technically.
Was that all we did? Love, joy?
We did an intro and,
oh, yeah,
and love.
Yep.
Intro, love.
We didn't do joy and peace?
Nope.
Oh, wow, look at that. There's a lot to do.
We can look forward to gluttony next time.
Yes, we
can. Is that the next one?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Right.
That's going to be right after we get back from the cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be good.
I'm going to eat a normal 4 meals a day, just like everybody else.
4? That's all you're going to eat?
Yeah. And snacks.
Like, and snacks.
How many ice creams are you going to eat?
The ice cream by the pool.
Yeah, why? I can't eat ice cream. So.
You're going to eat ice cream.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you
still are. I promise you, I'm not. I don't want to be sick.
You're going to watch people walk by.
I had milk yesterday, and I went to bed at 7:30. After I texted you guys last night, I went to bed.
PM or AM?
PM.
No, that's, neither one's great.
It was, I felt awful.
You went to bed, said time to make the cheese.
No, it was awful. I thought it was not going to be good today.
If you eat ice cream by a pool,
then I'm going to fill it with diarrhea.
Like, that pool will be full.
Swallow some chlorine water first.
It's not chlorinated. It's salt water.
Worse.
Even worse.
So salt water, a salt crazy generator pool causes natural chlorine to form from the salt.
Oh. Nerd, nerd, nerd.
You're right.
I'm just saying. You're right. That's how it works, man. It's still chlorine.
Thank you.
It's just so naturally
occurring. I personally look forward to talking about gluttony after you guys come back from vacation. Just like, hey, how'd that feel?
I'm gonna bring back some souvenirs and some diabetes. And
don't worry, some people are taking it with them.
Seriously, frozen drink in my hand all day.
It's free,
dude.
4 days. I shouldn't say it's free. We paid for it.
You just paid for it on the front end.
Yeah.
Sure, we don't have to cut off our foot when we get back.
That's from.
Excuse me.
That scared me, dude.
That's rude.
I forgot to drill a hole this week for anyone that's listening.
I see that.
That was Jim.
You were going to do it, and then Jim said he wasn't going to be here.
No, I would have felt awful when he walked in. I'm like, oh, no. The Lord spared me that one.
I made a boo-boo.
All right. Now I got like 2 weeks to drill.
Can you imagine if that mic was live when that hit the table?
So glad it's not.
We all would have been a little deaf.
Bryce, do we have any plugs?
Yeah. We got.
Plug it up.
We got.
Air plugs?
Yes.
No, we got Elect Exiles, which we've... You make the face every time.
I don't know what to say. I always forget you're going to do it. I don't know.
It's in a couple places on our Spotify. It's on every description, so no matter what platform you're listening to us on, click on that there. Go listen to Brett and
If you would like and this, friends. But more boring, join us.
I don't think it's more boring.
You'd like raw, unadulterated information.
It is beautiful information. That helps me grow. Brandon Substack's in there. We began... At least Brandon and I kind of did last night. Started writing music for potential of Andrew's brilliant idea.
You want to plug it, Andrew?
Plug it.
We're talking about
outsiders. We're talking about
Outsiders Kids. We're going to start working on some stuff to hit the younger groups.
Yeah.
Start maybe talking with some kids about some theological stuff. Try and bring it to a level where it's easy to digest. And just make some content that they'll enjoy. We want the whole family to be able to get something out of what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes we talk about things like we did last time the kids can't listen to, or shouldn't. I mean, if you want your kids to listen to it, that's on you.
That's your decision. You decide. You're the parent.
You make that decision. But we're going to make kid-friendly stuff.
Yeah.
And, it'll be fun. I'm excited. And Andrew's got brilliant ideas. Brandon and I are
and
here.
Zero motivation to carry him through.
And Brett is probably the best of all of us with children. So he handles children better than us dudes.
I treat my oldest like an adult. Get to work.
Me too. My 2-year-old.
About time you get a job, you hippie.
So yeah, be on the lookout. It's gonna be a minute before it comes out, but We're working.
We're stoked about it.
We're scheming. We're planning. We're doing things. Check us out on all of our socials. Well, I forgot the word. On all our socials, Facebook, Instagram, X, formerly Twitter.
We love X.
We love X. Mm. X, you don't own me. Great song, Disciple.
That's true.
But yeah, check us out on all the things. I think I got all of them. Brandon and Jim were talking about writing a book. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Neat.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
We're talking about writing a book of prayers and then having Michael Cam do some art for it.
Oh, ooh, man. That's a great idea. That's a wonderful idea.
I've been working on that.
Can I record your audiobook?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
As long as we have a couple like random like cymbals and gongs in the back.
Ching.
I'll bring my castanets.
Your cat.
First of all, that's not how you record that, but okay. It's not how you do that.
I think the one thing I look forward to with the kids corner.
Outsiders Kids. We're calling it Outsiders Kids, not like, Kids Corner.
But they
Kids Corner with a K is weird.
I think
you're just one K away from
from something not cool.
crazy kids corner.
Yeah.
but now we're just okay.
Yeah.
It's the most okay content you'll ever get.
I think I look forward to is where the Bible says to go and make disciples. Like, hey man, kids need to be discipled too. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can all walk our children into the kingdom.
That'd be beautiful. A beautiful goal.
Forgotten mission field, right?
New idea. New idea just popped in as soon as someone said okay, and I didn't realize that like we make a game show called Okay, I Guess.
We've got a lot of
do we,
ideas. There's no shortage of.
We have lots of ideas.
Follow through. That's a different
Somebody
story.
Sponsor us.
Yeah.
Please.
Please.
It's going to cost us some money.
Please pay us to do this.
We want to spread the gospel everywhere.
It's your children.
Yeah.
We're helping your children.
Oh, that's not the game show?
Either way.
It's your children. That's the way you said it.
Yes. It's your children. Okay,
this is your life.
This is what your life would be like if you were 10.
Maybe. Oh, gosh. That's awesome. 10. I mean.
I was taking the ages of my kids.
That's one of them.
They were all that once except for one.
What? Wait. Two.
Carry the one.
Shoot.
I don't have many kids I have.
Technically three so far.
Just look at the wall.
Look at the wall.
There are five.
There are
five of them. There are, yes.
Are we?
That's it.
Oh, we've been done for a while.
Yeah.
All right. This has been Outsiders Podcast. See you next. Oh, I won't see you next time. You'll hear me next time, though. And we're going to be talking about gluttony. So
glad you won't see me next time.
No. So button up your pants.
Bryce's going to be as big as me. I'm going to be as big as two of me.
If I gained that much weight in a week, dude, oh,
that would be awesome.
It's right. Impossible.
Doctors right. Hate him.
Scientists want to study him.
But chains love him.
Chains?
Chain restaurants.
Yeah, come on.
Oh. Stop. Okay, say your thing.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah,
thanks for listening. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.